Okay, so yesterday we spoke about the stira in Rashi's regarding the definition of makabe patish, that Rashi and Ayin Gimel sounded something like Reb Shimon, that makabe patish is that you're maka al hasedan, and we try to doctor that up. Let's look at this Taisus here in Ayin Gimel. Rebbeis do masal makabe patish. There's a machlokes Rashi and Taisus about what makabe patish is, and who wants to try to take a stab at explaining this machlokes Rashi and Taisus? The Tosis that begins Makeh B'Patish on Kuf Beis on the Beis. I'm sorry. Kuf Beis on the Beis. I'm spaced out. The Tosis on Kuf Beis on the Beis, Dibra Masal Makeh B'Patish. What's the machlokes Rashi and Taisus? This isn't so hard. We could do it.
The last. I don't know if that's different from what Makeh B'Patish is, because both of them are assuming that the Makeh B'Patish actually is some general category of final acts.
Okay. So everyone agrees that Makeh B'Patish is the final act. So what's the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus?
Rashi says the reason why the category of final acts is called Makeh B'Patish is because you hit the stone with a hammer in its final act in the quarry, and Tosfos says the reason why it's called Makeh B'Patish is that you hit a cleave with a hammer. That's the last thing you do.
Okay. So Rashi and Taisus disagree about, again, I know we used this term yesterday, the Cheftza of Malacha. What is the Cheftza of the Malacha Makeh B'Patish? According to Rashi, the Cheftza of the Malacha is a stone. And Taisus says, how come you would deal with stones when the Mishkan wasn't stones? Right? That's really Taisus' kasha.
That's not a very interesting comment, I think.
Huh?
It's not a very interesting comment.
Not so interesting, right? It's like, it's very practical. I hate this term. I think it should be banned from our parlance, but I use it anyway. It's balabatish, not lomdish. Right? I think it's like an awful thing to call an idea of balabatish. It's like making fun of like 85-90% of Jewish learned individuals. But the point is, it's not like a conceptual question. It's like a practical question.
I think Rashi's comment is, The word patish in biblical Hebrew means pickaxe.
Yeah, so patish in biblical Hebrew means pickaxe. Patish, however, in rabbinic Hebrew might mean, like Rashi says over here, a martel, which means like any hammer-like substance. There are metal hammers out there, right? So it's So Taisus is saying it's a metal hammer that you use, like we spoke about yesterday, to smooth out, to thin out the metal. See, here's the thing. I would argue that maybe there is some lumdish dispute between Rashi and Taisus, and I want to say this in two different ways. Way number one. Taisus' kasha is, we're learning from the Mishkan. Rashi might say, Mishkan and Mikdash is the same thing. The Beis HaMikdash is described in Sefer Melachim, Perek Vav. The Beis HaMikdash was a Beis Avonim. By the way, the Mishkan also. Mishkan Shiloh was a Beis Avonim, no? The Mishkan in the Midbar was a mobile wooden structure. But the Mishkan in Shiloh was stone. So maybe, Rashi, again, you could say this in two ways, but it's the same idea. Maybe Rashi is saying, you know what, I want to make a point. A, patish means pickaxe, right? The pasuk says kipatish yipotzeitz sela, right? Huh?
So it should be sola.
Okay, kipatish yipotzeitz sola. It's a koamat, but the basic idea is that Rashi defines the word patish in biblical Hebrew, at least, unless forced otherwise. And Rashi is saying in biblical Hebrew means stones. There are no stones in the Mishkan. Zakt Rashi, yes, there are. Right? Mishkan Shiloh, Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara has an expression in the Shavuos, that Mikdash Ikrei Mishkan, Mishkan Ikrei Mikdash. Maybe that's what Rashi is getting at. But I think there's another possibility, which I'd like to develop very briefly, and we'll come back to it a few times. There's a Me'iri who writes later on in this perek. Let's say I write a book. Right? I'm writing a book, The Life Story of Ezra Schwartz. And when do I violate the Makabeh Patish in my book? Is the Makabeh Patish when I put the last R in happily ever after? Right? Is that Makabeh Patish, that last R of the writing? Well, maybe the Makabeh Patish is not the last drop of writing. Maybe the Makabeh Patish is that after the book is written, you send the book to the binder. And then you put on the covers. And then it looks like a book. What we call a book. What would you say the Makabeh Patish is?
The last one, right?
So that's what the Me'iri writes. The Me'iri says the definition of Makabeh Patish is that you finish the Mulacha, and after you finish the Mulacha, you do a Nachepes. You do something extra, and that extra thing is what I'll call Makabeh Patish. That's the Me'iri, no? If that's the case, so maybe Rashi does not agree with Tosfos on the fundamental level. Because what Tosfos is saying is, I'm making a clay, right? I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Ghost. Like, so they're making a clay. They're like, you know, they have a lathe, and they are fashioning a clay. And then you bang it a little bit. No? The last bang that I make is the equivalent of that last R in happily ever after. That last bang that I make on the kli is what makes it into a final usable kli. I would say that the Makabeh Patish on the kli might be when I put glaze on it. Right? Makabeh Patish, it's a fully usable kli, but now I make it shiny. That's the glaze. So Memela, it could be that Rashi and Tosfos are disagreeing about this Nakuda. Tosfos says that the Makosh Acharon, that last bang on the Kli, is Makabeh Patish. Rashi's like, no, it's not. That last bang is Bona. It's not Makabeh Patish. That last bang is when you finish the Kli. Aye, what would be Makabeh Patish? Well, what's the equivalent of putting a cover on the book? The equivalent of putting a cover in the book, I would argue, is shining the clay. No? It's fully usable beforehand. That's what I would argue. Now, im kainim hadavarim, let me just finish the shtickle Torah, and then I'll take your response. I'll hear the Democratic response to the State of the Union. Mir Hashem, the next State of the Union will be given by a Democrat, and then, like, whatever. But we can only daven. But the point is that Rashi is speaking about a stone. The way you work on a stone, again, I'm not an expert on mitzvahs, but I think the way you work on a stone is that first you chisel, so that you have, let's say, four corners, and then you mamish work on the stone. And all the work on the stone is done. The only thing that's not done is you go, boop, and you knock it off. That boop and knocking it off is really not what... First of all, you have to realize that a stone is not a clay. So the svara of the Me'iri, that there can't be Makabeh Patish because on the R of happily ever after, is because that R is a different malacha called kaysev, and you can't double dip in that Makabeh Patish and kaysev. But also, the entire stone is done. So, really what I'm saying is that Rashi is disagreeing with Tosfos in a conceptual way. No? And I have two mahalchim. One is the mahalach of, do I look at the binyan avonim? The other mahalach is, no, How do I define makir v'patish? Does makir v'patish have to be that nach epis after it's done? Right? Meaning that I can't double dip, have a malacha the same time as makir v'patish. And, well, that's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Ben, what's the Republican response to the new president?
I'm not sure why you're assuming that there is a machlokes. We could just be talking about a kli that is finished when you, as soon as you finish hammering it. I don't know why we're assuming that it must be.
I'll say it like this. First of all, Tosfos asks Kash and Rashi, and then Tosfos says, Ella Nirelevi. Ella means that Tosfos is arguing with Rashi. So there is a machlokes here. Now, one could say that it's a machlokes that's largely meaningless, right? Or one could try to find meaning in the machlokes, right? I think our mahalachan learning is that we try to find meaning in machlokes rather than assuming that the machlokes is meaningless.
I think there is a meaning. There's a kind of meaning. I think that
you're going to find linguistic meaning.
Okay, it's textual, I think. If you read the Mishnah. Or you read the Brisa, which is equivalent to Septa, which is similar, there's no indication that Makir v'Patish has anything to do with Gemara Malacha. Right? It seems like it's an Isra.
I mean, well, Rashbag, according to some Girsos, according to the Rif's Girsa, is saying that Makir v'Patish is Gemara Malacha.
I saw this, it's in the Rif, it's in Rabbeinu Chananel, it's in Vatican 108, which is the late Bavli manuscript.
It's in who?
Vatican 108, which is the late Bavli manuscript.
That would Gemara Malacha, right?
But it's not in the Tosefta, and it's not in the best Mishnah manuscripts.
So, is this true in all manuscripts of the Tosefta?
All manuscripts of the Tosefta, all manuscripts of the Mishnah.
Uh-huh.
So I feel confident saying it's a backer. So I think there's a reason to put it in. So if you could understand what the reason to put it in, then that also makes it easier.
So here's the thing. Let's say it's not in the manuscript, but the fact that many Rishonim interpret the text that I have to mean Gemar Malacha, even though the text doesn't say those words, that itself is significant.
Bavli interprets that
way. The Bavli over here on Kuf Gamon Aleph.
The Bavli understands Makir v'Patish as Gemar Malacha.
Nachon.
So, but I think the question for Rashi and Tosfos is how a Mishnah, which seems to be saying there's a malacha which is hitting things with hammers, becomes a malacha of Gemar Malacha. And so you have to give it a context in which the words Makir v'Patish mean Gemar Malacha. Tosfos says it is a Mishnah which is describing the creation of a kli. And when you are making a kli, you only use the hammer once, it's at the very end. Right, so when you say, if we're talking about making klis, and I say the hitting of the hammer, we both know that's the last act. And Rashi says that there's a really well known hitting with a pickaxe, which is like you really go whack at the very end when you're finally done.
So practically speaking, is there a halachic nafkamim between Rashi and Tosfos? Like it seems like Tosfos is asking a technical question, Rashi, about kalim versus stones, right?
They're both searching for contexts in which it makes sense.
They're searching for
halacha, makir v'patish. And Tosfos thinks that, like, Rashi found a good one, but it's not one that like, that you can say is true about the Mishkan, so he has a different one.
Maybe. I mean, there is another conceptual way of looking at this issue. I hear what you're saying. What you're trying to say is that everyone is bothered by a problem that the Mishnah doesn't say Gemar Malacha. So even though the Mishnah doesn't say, but Chazal understand it that way, well, what's the tzir, what's the case of a Gemar Malacha? You could say the same idea if the Mishnah would say Gemar Malacha. That we're just trying to figure out the tzir, right? I just think that your approach, again, one of my general understandings about academic Talmud is something that we spoke about at the beginning of the year, the difference between MS and Yafe. So,
I think it's actually completely obvious, though, I gotta tell it, because A, I think the way the Gemara, the way the Mishnah phrases it, right, is that Hamaka Betatish Uvimatsah, right, to make it clear, it doesn't matter what kind of hammer you hit with. In the Tosefta.
So, a matzad, Rashi learns, is like a hammer.
Right, it's a different kind of hammer.
But in Bavakama Kuf Yotes, A ma'atsad is a type of suah that is used to scrape off the top level of a piece of wood.
Okay.
Right? That's not a hammer at all. It's a very thin cutting saw or knife.
Well, the worst of right, but the connection between Tatish and that saw is not that they're both final acts, right? It's just that you can't use tools on Shabbos.
Nah.
Your son of Tosefta is
yeah. I'm not gonna see raises Tosefta, Shemi Tosefta.
It's your base.
Perikid base.
Yeah.
Which is? Habana Goshura is a chayv of Yosi Yaime, blah blah blah. Hamaka patish.
Right.
Bait. Echot tefiha gedola, echot tefiha ktana, reis a chayv, ashpag omer. Dahmaka bekornis al ha sadan bishas. Milacha chayv.
Right.
Not gemar malacha, milacha.
Right.
Shem radin and tasin, levoyas hamishkan.
And he says, like, with.
Reis bays, the nusach of the ksavya changes it to gemar malacha. Again, at least the way the whatever
right.
this in the back of the Gemara is.
but I think it doesn't even make sense in that context. Right? If you say with a big or a small hit, you can't hit with hammers. Like, and then you try to add in the final word, it's contradictory. It's clearly motivated.
Maybe I mean like I like my approaches because I think there is more to work with conceptually. But
I think narrowly, I think like Gemara is clearly wrong. I think when you have a Mishnah, it's clearly talking. It's giving a list of tools, and the Tosefta it says it doesn't matter what kind of hit it is.
Okay. And Tosefta clearly says whether it's a big chop or a little
exactly. Bang.
Okay, I want to speak about another issue here in this sugya. How do I define the Mishnah rights? Zahaklal, kala usa malachim lachdom miskayemis b'shabes eschayiv. Right? You see that in the Mishnah? Zahaklal, if I do malacha, umalachto miskayemis b'shabes, meaning that you're only chayiv if I call it a malacha shel kayama. This idea of malacha shel kayama is something that we've encountered already. Kuf Yud Aleph of the Beis, Kuf Yud Beis of an Aleph, with respect to Kesher Shel Kayama. It has to be Shel Kayama to be Chayiv. We also encounter this on Daf Kuf Gimel on the Beis, Kuf Dalet on the Beis, I don't remember. Right. If I write the mashkin b'mei peiros by a dover she'ino miskayim and potter, so I see the word miskayim by the malacha of bona here in Shabbos kuf beis. I see it by the malacha of kosev on kuf dalet and by the malacha of kosher on kuf yud beis. Good. Is miskayim necessary by all malachos? Question one. Question two, how do I define the word miskayim? How much kiyum do you need for it to be miskayim? Look at your Rambam. Open your Rambam. The Rambam is interesting. This is Halach Perek Tes, Halach Yud Gimel. Practice halacha yud gimel. The Rambam is being about soveya. If I dye a string that's four tefachim long, or something that you can make such a string, you're chayiv. Soveya is not chayiv unless it's miskayim. Seva she'eno miskayim, like I put some dye on metal, I'm putter. Eno miskayim is not mutter entirely, eno miskayim is. Potter, it's also midrabanan. Shaharei, atom aviro l'shaito, ve'enay tseveya klom, because you can remove it. Ve'ko she'en melachto miskayemes b'shabes, potter. So, what's the Rambam saying? So, the Rambam seems to be saying that it has to be miskayim b'shabes, meaning it has to last for the 24 hours of Shabbos. That's the definition of miskayim. And there's another chiddush in the Rambam that although the Mishnah only had this halacha by bone, by kosev, and by kosher, the Rambam extends it to tzoveya. Right?
The Mishnah doesn't say
zeh ha'klal. The Mishnah says zeh ha'klal, but obviously the Mishnah doesn't mean it's a klal b'chol ha'teira kula, because were that to be the case, I don't need the statement by kosev and by kosher. Right? So when the Mishnah says zeh ha'klal, it's a limited klal, it's a klal within bone.
It could have said it about
Bona.
Right? It could have said
Zeh Klal. It's talking about Bona, and it says Zeh Klal. So that means this is the Klal by Bona.
Doesn't Zeh Klal always mean something more than just Bona?
Okay, maybe. Maybe. I want you guys to read Rashi. Okay, so we have the Rambam. Perek Tes Halacha Yud Gimel. And we're medayik in the Rambam that malafta miskayemis b'Shabbos means it has to survive the entire Shabbos. Look at Rashi. Does Rashi agree with the Rambam or not to agree with the Rambam?
Really, I think you can't read Zeh Klal Kol Ha'usim Malacha U'malafta miskayemis.
Well, you're talking about the Rambam.
The Mishnah says, wait, Kol Ha'usim Malacha U'malafta miskayemis. Why would I say that?
Look at the word b'Shabbos. Look at Rashi Dimarasa b'Shabbos. Ko'osam alacha malachto miskayemes. So Rashi writes sheyesh miskayemes kiyetzibo ve'ein mosef alecha b'Shabbos. Rashi writes b'Shabbos means a'osa malacha koi. What does that mean? How does Rashi learn the Mishnah?
This malacha.
What? Not sure about that. Maybe. Not sure. But the word b'Shabbos, that's the key Rashi. B'Shabbos, a'oise melacha koi. Meaning, I could read that word b'Shabbos as if the Mishnah says, kol a'oise melacha b'Shabbos, u'melachta miskayemes. Or I could read the word b'Shabbos as modifying how long the kiyum has to be for. The Rambam is reading b'Shabbos as modifying the Zaman of the Kiyum. It has to be Miskayim B'Shabbos. Aber Rashi schreibt nicht das. Rashi doesn't write it like that. Rashi writes, Kol Oysa Melocha Bish, that B'Shabbos is A'osa Melocha Koy. The word B'Shabbos is modifying doing Melocha. Meaning, according to Rashi, it's as if the Mishnah says, Kol Oysa Melocha B'Shabbos U'melachto Miskayemes. That would mean that according to Rashi, how long does the kiyum have to be?
Forever.
Perhaps forever. Perhaps some amount of time shorter than forever, but longer than
Shabbos.
A day. Longer than Shabbos. Right? But it ain't the same as the Rambam who says, Malachta miskayemes b'Shabbos, that the kiyum of the malach has to be b'Shabbos. Let's go back to the Rambam. There's another diuk in the Rambam that I want to make. Okay? Gentlemen, I don't know if you like this style of giving shir. This is different than what we've been doing. I try to experiment just because, I don't know, that's what I like to do sometimes. Read that Rambam again. Perkes Halacha Yud Gimel. What's the case of Tseva She'enu Miskayim for the Rambam? This is, we'll talk about. What? It
seems to be something that takes time. You're not chayav until it's happened.
Say more, read it more carefully.
It seems like.
Seva she'ino miskayim, like srako sheshar agave barza on the choshes. If I put like a particular dye on metal, it's putter. Shaharei. Ato ma'avira ilishaitai. What does that mean? Ata ma'avira l'shaito. Do you have that girsa in the Rambam?
Yeah.
You have that girsa?
I do.
Shari ata ma'avira l'shaito. What does ata ma'avira l'shaito mean?
You'll take it off when you want to.
You'll take it off! So that's a fascinating idea. In other words, we had, when we learned kosher a little bit, we spoke about the suggestion that kosher is different than other malachos, because by kosher it's called eino miskayim if I intend to remove it. By other malachos, it could be it's only eino miskayim if if it is Inspector Gadget, right? If it self-destructs. I'm not exactly sure what the Rambam means with atah ma'avira v'shaitai. Does the Rambam mean that you befo'al remove it? Or does the Rambam mean that you think about removing it? I'm not sure. In other words, it could be it's exactly the same as kosher. Because by kosher, if I just think that I'm going to remove it, it's not a kosher. Okay, so but what does ba'atama arvira l'shaito means l'cha'ora? It is capable of remaining, but it's still called tzeva she'ino shokayama. Atama arvira l'shaito l'cha'ora means I'm going to remove it, right? In theory, think about it. If I paint, if I put some paint on metal, will the paint last? Yeah. Will it come off eventually? Yeah. Will it come off after 24 hours? Probably. Yeah, it's probably not going to come off within 24 hours. The Rambam says, Eina Kayoma means 24 hours. Well, maybe what the Rambam is telling me is that I have das to remove it within 24 hours, and that's why I'm potter. Sharei ata ma'avir el
shaitai. That would make it Eina Miskayim Klal?
Nachon. Or it makes it, no, the Rambam makes it that it's potter. Tzeva she'ino miskayim for the Rambam is potter. It's also midrabbanan. If not melachta miskayim for Shabbos, it's potter.
Because
he describes the case, right? Oh, tzeva she'ino miskayim klal. So what does the word klal mean? I don't think the word klal means that it doesn't stick at all. I don't think so.
It doesn't go permanent at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he says in the previous line here. He says that you're not tied for tzoveya until the seven within the sky.
Okay.
Right.
Were you reading Halach Yedalet?
Inat tzoveya chayev ad she seven hamiskayim.
Right.
Right.
Halach Yedalet. Yeah.
You're.
It has to be miskayim, and what does miskayim mean? I don't think miskayim for the Rambam means that the item will stand up on its own. I think the Rambam is modifying miskayim by saying atuma avir l'shaita. Okay, so let's just unpackage this and give like some Aaron comments over here. Mishnah Berurah and the Shar HaTzion Simen Shin Gimel Siv Katin Yud Ches. Take it out. Shar HaTzion Shin Gimel Siv Katin Yud Ches. Siv Katin Samach Ches again. Let's say it Nachamol. Mishnah Berurah Shar HaTzion Shin Gimel Ois Sadi Oos Samach Ches. Right? 303 Simen 303 Letter 68. What does the Mishnah berate in Shin Gimel Sifkat and Samachas? You're making me open my safer. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in the case over here relates to braiding a woman's hair on Shabbos, no? Braiding a woman's hair or a man's hair. So braiding hair is usher. The Mishnah Berurah says cut and pay be'ez, right? So it's usher means rabbanon because it is like binyan. It's like binyan because it's mechubar b'roshai. It's not detached. When a real building is something is detached, and I attach it. Something that was always attached is like bona. The old the in soifa v'hiskayin sha'omedes l'stira. Braids get undone. No, that means by the way, braids you undo it. So that's why it's not miskayin. Zok the shar hatziyun. It has been malachim miskayim because that's what we said beginning of bona. We also say it by kosev. So he writes the Rambam assumes that if it's miskayim on Shabbos itself, it's a problem. But Rashi says that you have to be miskayim tamid. I don't know why the Bi'ur Halacha makes that assumption. According to Rashi, it has to be miskayim tamid, and Shabbos alone is not enough. He says, I'm not sure what Taisus holds. But basically, the Mishnah Berurah is assuming that there's a machlokes, Rashi and the Rambam, about how I define the word miskayim. Now, it is entirely possible, and this is something I said in my youth, meaning last year, it's entirely possible that this Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, the Bi'ur Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah again says it's Machlokes Rashi and Rambam, but it's entirely possible this Machlokes Rashi and Rambam is only related to the Melech of Bona. Bona means I build something. Building is something that lasts for a while. Do I really violate bona if I build Lego? I'm gonna take apart? I don't know, maybe it's also min drabbanon because it's not miskayim. But it's not also min hatayra. For sure, it's anal miskayim. Regarding miskayim by bona, the question is how long it has to last. And there's a Yerushalmi that discusses about binyan she'ina shel kayama. And Yerushalmi questions, you're learning from the Midbar, from the Mishkan in the Midbar, well, the Mishkan in the Midbar didn't, right, it wasn't going to last for a very long time, necessarily, because of Pi Hashem Yachanu, Pi Hashem Yisod. So it is possible to suggest that the word Miskayi means different things by different malachas in different places. Now, that approach would make more sense, we spoke about this in our youth, in the beginning of the year, if you assume that malachas and Shabbos are shemos mochlakim. When Hashem tells me, lo sa'asa ka malacha, is it as if Hashem says, o malacha, and the Chachamim define the word malacha in 39 ways, or is it, achas dibra loikim ishtayim izu shamati, that the Rebbe Hashem says, lo ta'asa chamisha, lo ta'asa zeria, lo ta'asa kosev, lo ta'asa bona. If the Rebbeinu Shalom is saying kivyachol lo sasa kosev lo sasa bona, so I can say there are different rules of kosev and bona, and the different rules will relate to the definition, the amount of time of miskayim. That's one possibility, but I'd like to suggest a different possibility. Yes, sir.
I mean, even going on in the first place, right, we still believe that there are different rules by different, like through the past and through the oros.
There might be different rules by different things, like we spoke about by Mechatech, etc. But a broad concept that applies by all malachos, Can I say that that broad concept means something different in different halachos is a different question, no? I could try to, in a narrow focused way, I could say this is a halacha in Oireis, is a halacha in, what's it called, Sidur de Pas. Those are like limited things, but Miskayim is a broad category that carries over to Ulo Melachos Shabbos. It's harder to see. It's harder to say. There's a different definition, different places. Oh. Let's go weiter. Read in Rashi more carefully. How does Rashi learn? Read the Rashi, Miskayemes. My work, good. In other words, am I going to do something else? Miskayim for Rashi means that I am done with what I plan on doing. Right? If that's the case, so the word Miskayim for Rashi and the word Miskayim for the Rambam mean totally different things. For when Rashi says that it's going a'os ha'malacha, means the one who does a malacha gets to decide, am I done? It has nothing to do with length of time, klal ve'ikar. There's no evidence that Rashi is arguing on the Rambam. There's no evidence that the Rambam is arguing on Rashi. They are speaking different languages. They're talking about different things. Right? You got this, Ben? This is like a careful read of Rashi. Rashi is saying, right, that Aino Mosef Olecha. Again, this is in the brackets in Rashi. I don't know. This is like a question for you. What do brackets in Rashi mean as opposed to non-bracketed Rashi?
It's the Rashal.
What?
The Girsah Rashal.
The Girsah Maharshal. Okay. In other words, what? There was a text of Rashi that doesn't have Ein Mosef Olecha. By the way, we have the Rashi that it means Ein Mosef Olecha. What Rashi is really saying is that it's going A'osam Olecha Kai, if I put the two Rashis together. So what emerges is that Rashi is saying, I have the right to decide if I'm done. No? Did you ever, like, have a paper that you're writing the paper, and at some point you decide, I'm done. Right? I'm out of here. No, it happens to me like whenever I write something. I could write more, but I'm done. That's what it means. The Malacha Makeh B'Patish means when I subjectively decide that I'm done. I am mamish tongue tied. This is a point that the Nishmas Adam, the Chaya Adam writes. We mentioned the Chaya Adam was not a rabbi, no?
That isn't anybody else here. Well, I mean, it's for the
Mishnah. Sure they are. Chayan wasn't a professional rabbi, but the Chaya Adam says this, and the, later in his life, he became a dayan in Vilna. Originally, he was a businessman. He was a big master. He learned a lot of Torah and became a big Talmud Chacham.
That was just saying, because there's no real smicha.
Oh, that's what you were saying?
Yeah.
Oh, that's for sure true. There's no real smicha, but the Chaya Adam was not even like a fake rabbinic practitioner. So the Chaya Adam in Klal Chafdal, the Nishmas in Klal Chafdal, it writes that the Mishnah Berurah is wrong. Again, he doesn't quote the Mishnah Berurah, obviously, it's before Mishnah Berurah. But the Mishnah Berurah is making a Machlokes Rashi and Rambam. There is no Machlokes here. They are talking about different things. Good? Now, then the Chaya Adam, goes to town a little bit. Do you guys have time for like 3 minutes of pilpul? Nishma Sadam pilpul? Okay, so the Rambam is talking about Seveya, right? Seveya means dying. Look at the Gemara in Sadi Dalar Amid Beis Sadi Heyomer Aleph. There's a Machlekas Hatanoim in the Mishnah in Sadi Dalar Amid Beis about a woman who's Godelas or Kochelas or Pokeses. Right? Kochelas basically means she puts some makeup on Shabbos. So what happens over there? So Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana says, you're Chayev, we put you to death for that. The Chachamim say it's Osir Midrabonim. Zok the Gemara, that according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, it's Sadi Hayom and Aleph, right? Like eight lines in the top. Reb Shimon Elazar says, and Im Rabbi Elazar, Eliezer, don't put makeup on because that is the real Malach of Tzeveya. Right? In other words, Rabbi Eliezer holds that you're Chayiv. Reb Shimon Elazar says, based on that, don't put mascara rouge on, your mom is going to be Chayiv. Also, min Hatayra. Rambam does not paskin, that's also in the Torah. Rambam does not paskin Rabbi Eliezer. Rambam paskins in Perek Chof Beis that putting makeup on is also in the Rabbanan. Why? Nishmas Adam says, because it's Einoi Miskayim. Meaning, it's not going to last for a very long time. It might last for 24 hours, no? But that's called Eino Miskayim because it's not going to last for a very long time. How long is long? No one knows. Some of the Achrayim say 8 days, 9 days, right? The basic point is that the diuk that the Mishnah Berurah had is not correct. Makeup lasts on the face for a certain amount of time. The Rambam still calls it Eino Miskayim. And then the Nishmas Adam suggests that this can explain another Shvera Rambam. Turn to Daf Ayin Hey. Ayin Hey Yom Aleph. There's a malach in the Mishnah called Hashochet, Hashochetai. The Gemara asks, what do you violate when you're Shochet? Rav says you violate Tzoveya. Shmuel says Netilas Neshama. The Gemara asks, is that only Tzoveya? Right? There's no Isser Netilas Neshama. So the answer is no, you even violate Tzoveya. Meaning, according to Shmuel, if I shacht, I only violate Netilas Neshama. According to Rav, if I shecht, I violate both Tzoveya and Netilas Neshama. Why? Why do you violate Tzoveya? Zok the Gemara, because you want it to be colored. Fresh meat is colored. Okay, we're going to have to break now because it's time for Mincha, but tomorrow, Mir Tashem, I want to pick up with this Nishmas Adam and his take on the Rambam, his Rambam Rosh Hitaso. You could look this up. It's a Nishmas on Klal Chaf Dalet Os Aleph.